This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour here of the Live Saturday edition of the show. 855-453 Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The honorary Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
You know, I wonder if there's like a demographic or party-based breakdown on who would support pardoning Edward Snowden versus who doesn't support the pardoning of Edward Snowden. Are Democrats, like, we had Jerome call in during the last hour, and he seemed to be anti-Edward Snowden. And, of course, Jerome is, you know, anti-anything regarding Trump. So Trump's talking about pardoning Edward Snowden. So, therefore, don't pardon Edward Snowden, because Trump says...
It's so wacky how people's brains work that way.
And also, Snowden's revelations came out during the Obama administration. So right. Maybe some lefties associate Snowden with trying to attack Obama, even though he's, you know, his revelations go back to Bush, if I recall.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Correctly, at the very least. And just curious about that. Is there a breakdown? Are Republicans more or less likely to support pardoning Edward Snowden, or are Democrats more or less likely to support pardoning Edward Snowden? It's in the news, is why we're talking about it. It was actually Jerome that brought it up, but I'd like to talk more about the Snowden-Trump thing here in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Ian, the captain, and Mark in the studio tonight. John is in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Comrade Mark.
Yes.
My favorite Bernie brother. How are you, sir?
What? Your favorite what brother?
Bernie. My Bernie brother.
Oh, I see. Yes, we're talking about the fact that I endorsed Bernie Sanders for the Democratic nomination.
It's funny. I thought you endorsed Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, I did until it was clear that she wasn't going to win.
And, of course, he said he'd vote for Trump if he pardoned Snowden or Assange or, you know, Ross.
That's true.
So now it's Comrade Mark. Anyhow,
right.
The reason that I called is because of the nonsensical nonsense that fellow Jerome continues to pipe on the airwaves every week continuously.
Jerome needs his own radio show.
Yeah.
People are always fired up about Jerome. Whenever Jerome calls in, it's like a guaranteed more callers.
He's popular, man. He should get a podcast. Man, it's crazy to watch, man. It's almost entertaining, but it's sad at the same time to watch somebody be so manipulated by these animals in the party that he keeps voting for and keeping in power. I mean, he doesn't realize that these politicians are not, you know, they're not going to benefit him. They're not here to help us, Jerome.
No,
I don't know how they tricked you along the way somehow, but they got you like a walking, talking billboard. Echo chamber for the Democrat Party. And there's all they're doing is brainwashing you, my brother.
Yeah, there's a phrase for that. It's called hook in mouth.
Mm.
Yeah,
man, they got him hooked like a largemouth bass, man.
Yeah, one thing's for sure is when either party, there's states, we look at states around the United States, and either party, when it gets in power, it doesn't actually do good.
No, never.
You know, there's states where the Republicans are, it's just sure fire, and there's states where the Republican Party is a minor party akin to the Green Party. I mean, they're,
Yeah, I got up on stage today, I got to give a speech at the event. There was a mass freedom event, and after a few of the speakers had sort of praised the flag, there's obviously Trump people that are present there. I, of course, attacked the entire federal government and pointed out that even when the Republicans were in charge, they did nothing to make the government smaller.
Nothing.
They made it bigger.
Had the House, had the Senate, had the presidency,
yep.
Absolutely zero. Matter of fact, it was crazy how many politicians from the Republican Party went into retirement and actually handed the House to the Democrats. Have you noticed that? Did anybody catch that? It's like these people all work together,
yeah.
Republicans and the Democrats. They're all one big establishment that is here to do nothing but rule over us. Look what they're doing with these masks and stuff, man.
Yeah,
how bizarre is the world that we live in, dude? It's getting real wild.
Yeah, somebody was likening it to a Twilight Zone episode recently.
It's Black Mirror in real life.
Wow, holy smokes. It almost is like a living Twilight Zone, brother. We're living through it.
It's so bizarre. John, great call. Yeah. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about Charlie Brooker, the creator of the Black Mirror series? Mm-hmm. Said he's no longer going to make any Black Mirror episodes.
It's here now.
It's here now, and he can't think of anything more bizarre than what's going on in reality.
Yeah, anything he cooks up won't match up. It's like, you know, it's not
right.
It's not as... That's not happening.
Yeah, parody, it's, I mean, imagine being working at The Onion at this point. You're not doing parody, you're just predicting the future.
Yeah, or writing the news.
Yeah.
Predicting the news, yeah. Donald Trump said Saturday, this is from TheGuardian.com, that he would look at the issue of giving a pardon to whistleblower Edward Snowden. Now, for those that don't know, they will let you know who Snowden is. He disclosed highly classified information from the National Security Agency in 2013. This was a big deal. I mean, when this happened on Free Talk Live, it was like nonstop Snowden coverage.
And it was really... What's really important here is that what it revealed was is that we've been being lied to by our government for a very long time about how they're spying on us. And remember, we live in this crazy netherworld where the government is we the people, which of course it is not, because we the people have if you don't have the information with which to make an educated vote, your vote is meaningless.
Yep.
Your vote is out of ignorance. You can't lock somebody in a closet, feed them bull hockey, watch them grow mushrooms, and then trot them out every 4 years and say, okay, vote, you're free. That's nonsense.
That's a pretty accurate description, though, of like what kind of happens.
Yes, that's exactly what happens. And, I mean, you know, so to call Snowden a spy or, you know, something, you know, an anti-patriot or something like that, this guy did the most patriotic thing that he could. He revealed to the American people that the people that they have been employing to protect them have been lying. And not just lying, but lying for decades. They are full of crap.
And spying on you.
Yeah, and they will point guns at you and say, give us money, but we will not tell you what we're doing with it. That isn't a government. Those are slave owners.
Not only did he show that they were lying, but he was so smart about how he released the information, sort of drip by drip, that he would release a little bit of information, and the NSA would be like, no, we didn't do it. Oh, we didn't do that. Oh, yeah, we don't. And then he'd release more information showing that they had just lied
when they did it.
That
he kept them lying for a year.
Right.
That's because, you know, he was just, not only is he smart, not only is he a good American, but he's smart, too.
Yeah, he way outsmarted the NSA in that particular case. So, yeah, he just kept putting them in positions where everything they did was showing that they kept lying to try to cover up the things that he'd already proven that they were doing, and it was like, geez,
and the thing that I think most people overlook is that he sacrificed
everything.
He lost everything. He lost all of his family, his
well
friends,
paid.
His relationships,
he had a beautiful girlfriend,
his job, his home.
He refused to use the excuse that the rest of these scum suckers will use. Hey, look, I got a mortgage.
I
got kids. I got this. I got that. He refused to do it.
Yeah.
He's a patriot.
He's a real hero.
He gave his life for his country.
Yeah, I drove by. I noticed today. I hadn't noticed it before, but on one of the main streets here in Keene, West Street, there's the county building. And, you know, this is where bureaucrats push papers all day. This is, you know, where you can go and get documents about properties and boring bureaucratic things like that. And they have the heroes work here sign out front, except they have one little yard sign for each letter, so it takes up like a good chunk of the heroes work here thing.
Can we replace the H with a
yard.
Z?
Zero.
That's a great idea. That's not how you spell it.
It won't matter.
The point will be made.
Yeah. It's still hilarious. And it's just like, you people aren't heroes. You're not doing anything heroic. You're in there pushing paperwork around about property, you know, ownership.
That's the best thing that the county does is that to make sure that people's property.
Yeah, I don't know what other stupid offices they have in that building, but I'm sure it's a bunch of crap we don't need.
I mean, self-aggrandizing, that's that's a symptom of something.
Right, yeah. If you have to call yourself a hero, something's wrong in there.
At least the firemen don't have that hubris.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. But is Trump actually going to pardon Edward Snowden? He's teasing it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it coming up here in moments. Your thoughts welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Maxwell, she was scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's a drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dinovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
Communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them, with the upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Donald Trump teasing today that he will, quote, look at the issue of possibly pardoning Edward Snowden. We'll talk more about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. First, though, let's go to David in South Central Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO FM. Go ahead, David.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, Dave.
So I'm sitting here secluded on my farm in the middle of nowhere, loving life, barely on the grid. And some interesting topics coming up tonight. It's just good to hear a human voice. So
yeah, here we are.
I like talking, man.
Happy to be there.
So I'm not a scientist or anything like that, but I have been. I've led a colorful life, and I've had an opportunity to sit around with a lot of pretty respectable people in the scientific realm.
Okay.
And I've had debates with them on a technical level. I was a technician. And regarding artificial intelligence, you know, we regard ourselves as kind of having some of the most advanced brains on our planet. Unfortunately, guys, we haven't learned how to use them very well. So I'm not sure what makes us think we're going to invent an artificial intelligence that we can use any better. And from my point of view and from my observations and my little studies, and I have a funny way of being able to back up my data, I think it's going to be a long time before we are going to create an intelligence that will even match a fly at rest.
Interesting. I know that you're not the only person who thinks that way. Our Friday night co-host, Chris Wade, whenever we talk about so-called artificial intelligence, he always points out that this is not actual artificial. The things that they're cooking up, the enemy so-called AI in video games, and he says this is not actually artificial intelligence. This is just programmed reactions or whatever, right? Like that's all that these things are.
Yeah, more like artificial merit. Yeah. Yes, I mean, in a lot of ways, there's a strong argument to suggest that, these levels we're contemplating really transcend classical and quantum physics. We're really at a plateau regarding physics, and I think we'll be there for quite a while.
Interesting.
We don't even have a unified theory yet, and we're a long way off from that.
I think you're going to see robots getting pretty good, though. I mean, those seem to be getting pretty amazing, right? So you don't need artificial intelligence to have a robot being effective at doing specific things. So we're probably going to see that.
Not impressed. I'm a hardware guy, and I view even our most advanced technologies today as being fairly rudimentary. If we make it another 100,000 years, we'll look back on this and consider ourselves to be in the Stone Age today.
I think you're going to look back in another.
Oh yeah, we're only 100 years from people pooping in out in their backyards. I mean, it's yeah. We're just here. Yeah. But you know, the technology curve is really going exponential. So you can forgive people for imagining these other things that may come in the future.
They're imagining them sooner maybe than they actually
right,
will come.
In the 1920s, when we were imagining what technology was going to be like, we didn't do so hot.
Mm-hmm,
but I mean,
right.
I do kind of think we're going to getting better and better at imagining what the next thing around the corner is.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I mean, it's a nice thing to say, but I think that it is likely that we're going to look back, not in 100,000 years, but probably in 100 years or 50 years and look back and be like, oh, wow, we thought it was going to go this other way, but it didn't.
I can look back 50 years ago, and the progress is amazing.
Hey, thank you, David, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it, and thank you. And the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
I still want my robot maid in my flying car.
Yes.
Absolutely.
As a kid of the 80s, they I don't know. I say they, but like somehow I got this imagery in my head, either through school, through television, through books, or through all of the above, that by the year 2000, we were all going to have we were all going to have robot maids and flying cars, and you know, you wouldn't travel on roads anymore, and you know, all this kind of, you know, it'd be the Jetsons.
Flying cars could happen, I think, realistically in our lifetime. Technically,
I mean,
they are there.
Flying cars have been invented. Yeah. It's just there's no mass adoption.
Well, the government's standing in the way. That's why, and so that's why the prices aren't going to come down anytime soon, because there's no market for them, basically, with the exception of licensed pilots.
Still want the robot maid.
There was the story that somebody pointed out this week that, I guess, New Hampshire has legalized the driving of flying cars.
Ooh.
Meaning that you can drive your flying car to an airport legally in the state of New Hampshire now.
You can't fly your driving car, but you can drive your flying car?
That's correct.
Oh,
we can do that now.
And for our listeners out there, no, the Roomba is not a robot maid.
It's a first step.
It's a first step.
Yeah, it's a robot vacuum cleaner.
Mm. They do have the companion for that, the robot mopper.
Let's go to Rodney. He's in South Charleston in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Rodney.
Yes, sir. Hello, sir.
Welcome.
I turn on the radio in time to hear you talk about Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who he revealed what he did was specifically the NSA, National Security Agency, was recording every telephone call in the United States.
They still are.
I don't know if you remembered that, but I
should. Oh, yeah.
I suspect they're recording this one.
Yeah, they're probably recording this.
Oh, no. They said they stopped doing that stuff. You believe them, right?
No,
me neither.
Apparently, no.
Yeah, I don't believe anything they would say.
Yeah. Yeah, but he took up refuge, as you, I'm sure you recall. He went to Russia.
That's right.
And I guess
he tried to get out of Russia, by the way. Like, he was only there to what he thought was going to be temporarily, but the U.S., I think it was, suspended his passport or whatever, and they basically threatened to shoot down any plane that was containing Edward Snowden leaving Russia. So he wasn't able to leave, and still isn't.
Do you think I guess he's still alive there.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, they're doing he's doing interviews.
His girlfriend actually finally moved back to, she moved to Russia. So even though he was willing to sacrifice his relationship, and he didn't tell her fully what his plans were, she forgave him about it.
Good move on his part.
He's got her back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, one other thing, when they were doing this, and I like I said, I assume they still are, they were probably, people in the NSA that worked there were probably listening on specific calls, you know, relatives, wives, husbands, girlfriends. They were probably abusing
this. Oh, of course.
Further, probably.
Absolutely. You're saying the NSA agents themselves using this technology to spy on their friends.
There was some story about that, that actually this was absolutely happening.
Yeah.
They'd look up their girlfriends or something. I can't remember which agency it was.
Well, I mean, cops have been doing that for forever, so of course the NSA is going to do it when they got, like, the tools that are way better than the cops. Thanks, Rodney. Great call. Appreciate it. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump took a break from golfing at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club to speak to journalists at a news briefing. He said he probably wouldn't participate in a proposed summit of world leaders to discuss Iran. He also ramped up his attack on mail-in ballots,
even though five states already use mail-in ballots exclusively.
Absentee is good. Mail-in universal is very, very bad.
Without any evidence, the president has said voting by mail will lead to fraud. He said as part of the new COVID-19 relief bill, Democrats want funding for the U.S. Post Office as it gets ready for an unprecedented number of ballots amid the pandemic.
They want money for the universal mail-in ballots, and they're not getting it. You know why? Because of them. We want money to go to people. They want money in order to bail out states that have done very poorly.
This is USA Radio News. A Republican senator is under scrutiny for a couple of probes he's leading. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Wisconsin Senator Rob Johnson leads the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, which is running two investigations. One probe involves the State Department under President Obama, President Obama's Ukraine policy, and Hunter Biden, the son of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The other probe looks at the transition between the Obama and Trump administrations. Democrats say Johnson is spreading Russian disinformation. Conservatives say the probes are dragging. Johnson pushed back against critics this week on KTLK Radio in Minneapolis.
This is exactly the same play that they've laid, that they ran, the same playbook as they ran against President Trump. You know, the background dossier leaked it to the press, twisted it, embellished it, blew it way out of proportion, knew it was false, and yet look at how they used that Steele dossier to get FISA warrants and eventually a special counsel. They're doing the exact same thing to me and Chairman Grassley.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio. It's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
We've been talking about Trump teasing a potential pardon for Edward Snowden. Now, he's not saying he knows a whole lot about the case. We're going to get into a little more detail here from TheGuardian.com. But as you know, Edward Snowden, of course, released a ton of really interesting and revealing and shocking for a lot of people information. For other people, it was just verifying what they figured was already true, and that was that there was massive spying going on the American people by its own supposed government. In this case, the NSA, specifically revealing details about the specific tools, like documents about them, and you know, all kinds of really interesting information about the abilities that the NSA had at the time that he was working for them as a contractor. And he made such a stir that he had to go on the run and has been living in Russia ever since. Snowden's revelations, according to The Guardian, of the extent of American communication surveillance caused a major domestic and international scandal and triggered an intense debate over government eavesdropping. To many civil liberties advocates, Snowden became a hero, but to others, he is seen as a traitor. At a press conference on Saturday, Trump said he didn't know much about the case and had heard powerful arguments for and against a pardon. He then added that he would look into the matter. Quote,
I'm going to ask a bunch of government people whether or not we should issue a pardon to the guy who turned against the government.
He said, I'm going to take a look at that very strongly, Edward Snowden, Trump said. His comments reflect a recent...
How does Edward Snowden come... Like, that sentence doesn't make any sense. I'm going to look into that very strongly. Edward Snowden, was he addressing Edward Snowden, sort of...
No, it's just Trump talk. You know, he's okay. Talking stream of consciousness or whatever. Right.
He was like, I didn't say the subject. I'll put it at the end of my sentence.
Right. Just okay. Threw that in there, basically.
All right.
He was not on a teleprompter, right? He wasn't reading a speech.
Trump's
comments reflect a change in his attitude to a man he once deemed a traitor, worthy of execution.
Hmm.
But he pardoned or commuted the sentences of other controversial figures. He commuted the sentence of his longtime ally, Roger Stone, which, I mean, who didn't see that one coming?
But wasn't it Blagojevich, and just a bunch of other people?
I wonder.
I was going to ask if I was remembering correctly, but I do seem to recall Trump calling him a traitor at some point, inferring that at least. So I wonder what has changed to, make him consider this now.
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's the election
Trump
season.
Trump likes to mess with a certain type of person.
I think,
if this messes with them, he'd be happy to do it.
I think what Ian's saying is a little, what I was imagining, because this seems like what an irrelevant media person would do to continue to get their name in the news. Make some sort of statement that they might do a thing, right? And then if it doesn't pan out, whatever, they still got their name in the news. That's what this flavor of article feels like to me.
Yeah.
Trump saying a thing to get an article written about him, and then he's thinking about a thing to get people
totally
us to talk about it.
He just says he's going to look at it.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
How hard are you going to look at it? I don't know. He says, I'm going to take a look at that very strongly, is what Trump said. Now, I hope that he does. I hope that he really does look at this, and I hope that we see good things. I'm not going to get my hopes up too much because it's politics, and he's he's a politician, so he's also a liar.
I will reiterate my statement, which is I do not intend to to vote for Donald Trump.
Yep.
However, the one thing he can do to get my vote is he can pardon Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, or Ross Ulbricht. Any one of them would be acceptable to me in order to get my vote. I don't consider votes to be terribly valuable, but
you've made that promise.
But I know that other people have made that promise too. Now I don't know how many people there are. Is it thousands? Is it tens of thousands? I don't know what would be meaningful, but there you go.
Yeah, I mean, what Trump's going to do here is he's going to try to figure out if pardoning Edward Snowden is going to help him politically. If he believes that pardoning Edward Snowden will help him in the election, he's going to do it.
Yeah. I would like to see all of the people that Mark mentioned pardoned.
Yes.
All at once would be nice.
Yeah. But I am skeptimistic, as I said during the break.
I'd like to see all nonviolent, victimless criminals be pardoned.
Yes.
That would be really nice. And our friend Nobody and co-host Nobody is going to be doing that if he's elected to governor in New Hampshire. Great. He gave a great speech today, by the way, at the mask protest that we had. David in New Mexico is with us on the line here. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, you need to stop doing that. Knock it off.
Doing what?
And then what's the comeback? Make me.
I don't make trash. I burn it.
Ooh.
Right. So there's nothing different in adulthood than there is from the playground.
Right.
You get in a fight with some kid on the playground. You tell him, knock it off.
If you don't pick your bully, you have no right to complain.
Right. So it never changes through life. Right. Right on up into your government. And so when are they going to stop doing it? When you make them. So take that, like in my immediate fight, everybody's got a fight. You got a generalized fight, you got an immediate fight, and I can't help think about my immediate fight. So I go into the courtroom, and people try to jack you around. They just want their day to go the way they want it to go, with them in control and everything flowing. And then somebody comes along and says, make me. And it throws a wrench into their plan, and they tend to get hostile on you.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah. And then they start to say things that don't really make sense, like, I don't think I need to answer to you. And then they find out that they do. So back to the, you know, real life, what can you do?
I'd like to address this with the court, though. So I went into a speeding ticket trial. It was mine. And, you know,
is this Newport?
Yeah, this is Newport. I attempted to hold them responsible, pointing out that the, hey, look, you know, the cop here, representing the executive, has walked in with a gun on his hip.
Yeah.
And I had my pocket knife taken from me at the door. It's still sitting
right
back there, by the way. And this is proof that since, you know, we're obviously not being treated as equals, you know, that the state here, the cop representing the state, is able to carry a gun, and I've been disarmed. This is a form of collusion between the judiciary and the executive.
Nice.
You know, I mean, laid it right out there. They don't want to hear anything about that crap. And then, you know, the trial went as you could imagine. I'm pointing out that the police officer actually, you know, that whatever speed I was going, and he hasn't proven anything, whatever speed I was going wasn't making the road unsafe. But him parking on the side with those gumballs going absolutely is making the road unsafe. And he's like, nuh-uh. And I'm like, how many cops get knocked into a ditch every year? Is that safe?
Right.
You know, and you know, I made my points over and over and over again. Of course, the judge has got his little prepared speeches as I'm here in order to establish law and order and make everybody safe, and I rule for the guilty, right? And I'm like, and I'm not going to pay, Your Honor. Like, I'm not giving you anything. No money. And he's like, that's fine. Just go up to the desk and, you know, we'll figure something out. And these people actually let me do public service. And the public service I did was MC the Porcupine Freedom Festival, an actual event of libertarians. I MC'd it, got it signed off by a not-for-profit, sent it back in, and that was my speeding ticket. I mean, it's just about appearances.
By the way, Mark, I just looked it up on the Free Key YouTube channel, your speeding ticket trial video. It's a 9-year-old video at this point with 76,000 views.
Huh. Can't imagine why anybody would spend the time watching that thing.
Well, it paid off then if you got that much attention to just simply to make people think. If it did nothing more than make them think, it was quite valuable. And you're saying the one that got 76,000 views, that's the one you're describing right now?
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah, well, that was incredibly successful then. It was kind of, other than that, I mean, it was kind of a worthless fight over some stuff. And don't be offended, because what you ended up doing was something incredibly successful, whether you intended or not. If you got 76,000 views and made people, you know, think, at least for a moment, you got them to think about what, you know, about possibilities and about what ridiculous stuff is going on.
Totally agree, David. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I agree. When I look at these trial videos, I'm like, oh my God, this is boring, right? It's court. It's boring as hell. But people are fascinated by speeding ticket videos. At least that's the evidence. I don't have more than 20,000 subscribers on the Free Keen channel, so these are way more than the number of subscribers the channel has. There are people searching for speeding ticket, you know, trials or whatever on YouTube, and we got them. They get a bunch of views because people want to know what goes on in court. They have no idea.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here even in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
We'll go back to your calls and thoughts. We'll start things out with Mortified Penguin, who is on our Discord server. Go ahead, Penguin.
I just wanted to call in about Liberty. I haven't done that in a while. And,
right.
And you know, there's all sorts of ideas in libertarianism, all sorts of preferences. I wanted to talk about why I'm anti-capitalist. And
what does that mean? What does it mean to be anti-capitalist?
Well, to be against capitalism, and that's what I wanted to get at.
So all right. First, start by defining capitalism.
Thank you.
I define it as a labor or economic system or a labor system where there's a distinct class of owners and laborers, and it's usually and when I say system, I mean it's usually something that's supported by government policy, or it wouldn't be a system that is pervasive, just like socialism. When it's supported by government policy, it's you have an end goal and you plan around that goal. Because all countries basically have government. So
okay, so let me see if I followed what you said here. Hold on. So according to you, capitalism is a system where there's owners and there's workers, and the system is basically installed by or kept that way by government regulations and rules?
Certainly, and another way to put it, a more easy way to put it, is right-wing socialism, in my opinion. And that's definitely a government system, okay. You know, existed to you know.
I am also against what you are defining as capitalism. That sounds awful to me.
Yeah, and but there
sounds like government-enforced property ownership to me.
Well. Yeah, but it's existed in a lot of countries, in most of the Western and industrialized countries for a long time. There's two ways.
But, I mean, just to clarify further what you're saying here, are you saying that it's not just about, Mark's acting like it's just about property. What I heard you talking about was a system that is being enforced by government regulations.
Oh, absolutely. It's a system. It's policy. Property is something pretty innate. You know, you own something, you create something, or you've purchased it from its creator or whatnot. I mean, that's a pretty simple, basic concept. It didn't have to evolve in the Enlightenment.
Right, but government comes in and they say, well, you can't do that with your property. I want to open up a store. You can't do that. You haven't asked our permission. I want to do this. You can't do that. You don't have a license. You know, so that's capitalism?
That is, well, you know, that's a regulatory state, and there's people that say they put in a regulatory state for the benefit of consumers and safety and whatnot. And there's also the effects where it hurts competition. And actually, that's what I wanted to get at.
Okay.
There's two ways in schools of thought when one can be into capitalist. One is the familiar, the long story from the collectivist communist kind of story. There's they believe in human cooperation and capitalism. There's too much competition. And then there is the left libertarian market anarchist position, which is there's not enough competition, and it couldn't be any more different. And that's where the regulation also comes in, and many other things. There's not enough competition, and so it becomes a more centralized economy, and by being more, you know, a more centralized system, I certainly agree with that
the government comes in and it weeds out competition. The mm-hmm. big loves big, and
they're about to run Uber and Lyft out of California.
Right.
Yes, it's so basically we're talking radical entrepreneurship, entrepreneurialism, and you know, a radical property ownership. So I personally believe that you know, the means to sustain oneself on one's labor, start a business, go into business, go out of business, should be open, and barriers should be removed for as many people as possible. I think like property is an inalienable, like basic.
So what would you describe that as? Because some people would describe, like, for instance, Nobody and I were just talking, our co-host Nobody was talking with me about this the other night, the definition of capitalism. He sort of uses it interchangeably with free market, but you're describing a capitalism as a regulated kind of system involving the state, and in that case, I'm totally against any systems that involve the state, so I'm against that particular viewpoint. It's just some people don't have that same. So what would you call it? If you don't have this capitalist system that you're referring to, what is the absence of that? Is there a word?
Yeah, a lot of people use a different version of capitalism. I don't particularly say you should go around defining things. It's best to just avoid that word. But
I tend
a lot to
agree.
Of people call it, you know, a lot of people call it various versions of market anarchism, market socialism, mm-hmm. although that's not necessarily libertarian. And there's a little bit different things. Agorism plays a large role in that, and they're a strain of that working under the state, outside of the purview of the state to expand liberty. You know,
so that's why I say I support the free market, just because it doesn't specify. And thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. It doesn't specify any sort of system. It's the lack right. of a system, a free market. If you want to have a commune on the free market, fine, have a commune. If you want to have whatever you consider capitalism, as long as it's all voluntary, I don't
right.
care.
That's a term that I've taken to use is the voluntary market.
Ooh, I like that too.
Right, rather than the free market yeah. or capitalism, because those do tend to muddy the waters, and when you have a discussion like that, just like we did,
yeah.
you have to agree on definitions right. before you can move forward, and et cetera.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, capitalism's a word, and it means different things to different people, and in many cases, they haven't spent any time with a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with somebody who wants to, you know, if you want to have a conversation, we spend some time, you know, laying out what the words mean. Fine, I'll have a conversation with the words you want to use. But as far as left libertarians go, oftentimes I'm left feeling like I've been had a word salad spit at me. You know, like blah, 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 like they say things and yes. that I don't really get it. I don't really understand it. I really appreciate them for handling the leftists, right? Like they really are very good at putting that, you know, putting the verbiage out for the leftists. But I think the leftists spit out word salads too. They, you know, it's like, okay, I got it. You feel bad. But, you know, to me, capitalism is simply the ability to own and control capital, and therefore there's nothing particularly wrong with it. That's what the free market, it's one of the organizational models that a free market would allow. And other organizational models work too. You know, if you find competition yucky, well, fine. Spend all your time cooperating with people. Pretty soon you'll find the people suck too, and then cooperation with them isn't really very easy, and then it's easier to just go off and do your own thing, and now what are you but, you know, turned back to the to competition again. So there you go.
Let's go to Charlie. He's in New Mexico. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Might be in a bad cell. Say what?
Since I beat those last seven tickets, remember where I called in about that, about being harassed by officers?
Okay, where? What was this now? We've had a lot of calls over the years by people being harassed by officers.
I understand. I was getting harassed, getting pulled over for no reason by officers about my windows, about my vehicle, for no reason whatsoever. And I was leading these cases by asking the officers for their bonds, which they are supposed to have federal law to carry with them in order to be a peace officer. And they wouldn't show up to court, and they would dismiss my charges because of that. Because they have
interesting,
because
they don't have the bond, and they don't want to have to show it in court.
They should be working. Yes, exactly.
Fascinating. So what's the latest?
Oh, today we'll call him a state police officer, Reyes, okay? I went to the border patrol, the border check over there between Las Cruces and Alamogordo, right?
Is that the one on
I-10? Can you tell this story in 30 seconds, or should you call tomorrow night?
No, I could do it right now. Here it goes.
Okay.
Anyway, if I go to the border check, the officer that is an actual border patrol agent asked me if I'm a citizen, and I said, yes, I am. And then the state police officer steps up and asks me to pull over to the side, which I did. And he says he gives me a ticket for having my windows tinted. And he's there. He's not even a border patrol agent. And yet, because I go through the border patrol, he harassed me by giving me a ticket for.
So you're saying they're illegally using the border patrol station to ticket for local so-called violations, which they're not supposed to be doing from what I understand. In fact, they got sued for that here in the local cops got sued for that by the ACLU of New Hampshire, I think 2 years or a year or so ago. And the ACLU was successful in that case, and the local cops had to stop hanging out at the border patrol checkpoints. And, of course, we still need to get rid of the damn checkpoints. That part hasn't happened yet. But we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, Free Talk Live.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.